Okay, good evening, YouTube. What is going on, FPL family? Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee. This is Sam, and we are in caution, guys. We are both in very, very good moods today. What do you mean, am I alright?
Well, you haven't been in a good mood for a very, very long time on a Sunday night.
Well, it's probably the first weekend in a long time where we haven't had, I don't think, any VAR controversy. I've got no moans about VAR this week. Shock horror. I can't think of one. In fact, Sam, we actually had the correct application of VAR this evening at Anfield, and I was actually applauding it, which was unheard of, frankly. It's unheard of. But
it might be coming down with something.
I might actually be coming down with something. Maybe I should go and get tested. First things first, though, guys. Plenty to talk about, of course, tonight in Game Week 11. Lots and lots going on, not just yesterday, but today as well. Not least with our teams, Liverpool and Spurs. We'll be talking about those. But, Sam, first question that is on everyone's lips that we have to address early doors is Benteke essential? Key question.
I mean, is that like is that an actual question?
Or what about Zaha even?
Zaha?
Who you hate?
Are you going to sit here and seriously ask me?
Zaha, who you rinse every week, has just pulled an 18-pointer.
Okay, you're going to seriously sit there and ask me, are Benteke and Zaha essential against a 10-man West Brom team?
I am. No, I'm not really. Zaha, maybe.
Have you met Eric Dier and Toby Alderweireld?
Here we go.
Best defensive record in the league?
Well, we'll be discussing that a bit later on, guys. Spurs defensive assets on the radar. Liverpool in a couple of weeks, but Crystal Palace next week. The
Benteke.
Jose's little ponies are turning into thoroughbred racehorses.
They are absolutely turning into thoroughbred racehorses.
So if any of you kept Son and Kane, or if you kept faith in both those guys, they've come up trumps for you today in a game where, frankly, I thought they were going to go crazy, but then Spurs really reined it in that second half. And actually, owning both of them, obviously I'm happy. I kind of feel like I could have had a bit more in that second half were it not for Jose changing the mentality back to sitting and protecting what he's got. But we'll talk about that a bit more later on. Lots of you guys in the live chat, let's get into that first and foremost. Let's go to the main page. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family, just went over 37,000 in the last couple of days. So, guys, thank you if you're following us over on Twitter. And if you're not, at FPL Family over on Twitter and hit that follow button. Listen, let's say hello to a few people. FPL Flynn is in. How are we doing, Flynn? Very nice to see you. John Tyner is here. How are we doing, John? Scott Schrager, the OG, he's in. He's saying you can't have them all, Sam.
Can't have them all.
This is the theme of the week, I think. This is the theme of the week because you've got Son, you've got Kane, you've got Salah, Mane. Did Mane get the touch or was it the own goal in the end?
We got an assist for it.
Assist for the own goal. So you can't really say Mane's got the points this week. You've got Suchek. Yeah. Suchek. You've got KDB, Bruno again. Bruno Fernandes, by the way, who I still don't own. More on that a bit later on. Gets the benching in the first half. So I'm like, oh, I've dodged a bullet here. Comes on and creates more chances than the rest of his team put together. In fact, more than any other player has done in a Premier League game so far this season. In 45 minutes and gets 3 bonus points. Unreal. Absolutely unreal. And we'll talk about the impact that Bruno Fernandes had on that Manchester United side a bit later on. Because it wasn't just him coming on and being creative. The rest of the team were just like, our best player's on now. We can it just emotionally and mentally, it had an impact on Manchester United.
They're not a team without Bruno, is my honest opinion.
First half was dire.
They're not a team
absolutely without him. Terrible. And United Twitter was rightly going off in that first half.
Them.
And then Bruno comes on and it completely changes. We'll talk about that a bit later on, guys. Let's see. Elstato is here. Elstato, very nice to see you, mate. Martin Treaty Swartz is in. Hi, Samily. Hi, Martin.
Hello.
How are you doing? James Omani is in. 83.
Right.
83 with one left to play. James, round of applause there, mate. That is absolutely sensational.
I hope it's not one of the ones that I want to get benched tomorrow, so Suchek comes on for me.
Well, so you've still got a few to play, haven't you? You've got McCarthy, Kyle Walker-Peters, so the Saints double up defensively, and Lamptey.
Yeah, but I mean, if Lamptey or Kyle Walker-Peters could just have a bit of a cold and not
Suchek
be able to play...
Up.
Suchek
first up.
Off the bench for 8.
That would be quite sad from FPL Family. Points off the bench.
I'm sorry, moving on. Can be quiet because I've not had any points off the bench this year. And in fact, I think I'd be winning FPL if I'd had all my points off the bench this year.
Moving on. Stealth Panda, Ken's, how are we doing, mate? Thank you for the super chat. Hey guys, well done on an amazing game week. Well, of course, we will be talking about our game weeks and our overall ranks a bit later on. But it's looking pretty good, mate, this week, I have to tell you. Saturday was good for FPL, but today, not the best for me. Went from green to red. But after that performance, Ken's, I think, a Liverpool fan, very, very happy. Very, very happy. It was really a weekend of two halves. It really was, because I was sitting there, and I'll talk about my transfer strategy coming into this week and going forward.
Yeah.
I sat here last week and said, right, I've got a master plan, Sam. Minus eight. I'm going to do a minus eight, and I'm going to drop Salah to Jota. I'm going to invest in Bruno and De Bruyne. And I didn't do that in the end. I didn't do that. I'd used my one free transfer. I did Ziyech to Jota. More on that a bit later on. But I'll talk through why I didn't do that and what my plan is now for the next couple of weeks when we get to our teams and thoughts ahead of game week 12. Because it was a weekend of two halves. I was sitting there without any Manchester City players other than Cancelo.
Who played,
which is great. Again, more on that later. We've got a lot to talk about, haven't we? I keep saying more on that later on. No Manchester United in my team. So, frankly, Saturday was a big hide behind the sofa. And I saw my rank go down. I was like, red arrow. And then, obviously...
It's the inevitable, though, when you don't know anyone playing.
Yeah. And I was kind of sitting there overnight thinking, I really hope my Spurs and my Liverpool assets come in for me. Because if they do, then it's a big green arrow on the Sunday. So it really was a real topsy-turvy weekend. It's been like that for a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's like we've been saying all season. You cannot afford to have all of these players. So there's always going to be games... Whether you decided to go with the Man City assets and therefore sat and watched the Spurs game like that, whether you went with the Spurs assets and decided to watch the City game like that. However...
Because if you sold the Spurs players, a pretty good chance you did it for Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for Bruno and for Salah.
And I think, you know, you just have to make peace with it this year.
They're all doing well.
They're all in the premium bracket for a reason, clearly this year. You cannot have every single one of them, so you have to make peace with which ones you can. Now... We'll talk about and probably come to Man City first, I imagine, but they were the ones that I can make easier peace with because they were lower owned and I felt like the risk was less with them
absolutely.
Than some of the others who are so highly owned and they really hurt when they perform.
Absolutely. Nasir LFC, good results today, mate. Hope you're happy with that. 7 out of 8 attackers returned for him this week. It does feel like a lot of highly owned FPL assets did well, attacking assets did well for us this week. Let's see, HBT was on a 500k red arrow yesterday. Be interested to know, H, how you got on after today's games. Tracy Haupt is here. Tracy, how are we doing? Narrowly missed out Manager of the Month last month. Tracy, nearly a double FPL Family Manager of the Month champion. Tracy, it's going to come for you. It's going to come. I can feel it. Joe Tubbs is in. How are we doing, Joe? Very nice to see you. George Wade is in. Absolute opposite for me. Lee, I went from 780k to 280k and then to 784k. That's what this weekend was all about.
But this is what
when the big hitters played depended on when you had a good Saturday or a Sunday.
Was. Yeah.
Anybody that had a good Saturday and Sunday, well done. I'd like to see your teams.
Yeah.
Post to Points is in. How are we doing? FPL Geordie is in. FPL Tips Harry is in. And moderating. How are you doing, Harry? Very nice to see you. And a whole host of people. One premium sound that no one is talking about is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. And we're going to go there.
Oh, we're going there
straight
first.
Straight away. There's the Twitter on the left-hand side. At FPL Family, you can of course
make a general statement.
Just about to plug your Instagram.
Oh, do that then. Go on. Plug my Instagram.
You can of course follow us on Instagram at FPL Family, where Sam does all of the Instagramming. Yes, dear. What would you like to say?
Yes, dear. Thanks, dear.
I'm in a good mood on one of these streams for the first time in weeks.
Normally, we have to get like jollily up. I have to get in some chocolate before we come.
Yeah,
on the
I have to. Have
like... Come on now, get your sugar up. Let's get you going again.
Like the celebrations have been out the last couple of weeks, haven't they? It's just
come on.
Give me a little mini Twix. Get on with it, Lee, for goodness sake.
This week, no chocolate.
Buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Just off on one.
Go on.
Can I just say?
No, yes.
How blimmin' nice was it to see fans back in stands?
Oh, we have to talk about that.
How blimmin' lovely
we have
lovely
to talk
it?
About it.
And I tell you something.
It was amazing.
Can
I loved
slam the coaster down? Because, honestly, I can't get over how good it was. 2,000 people don't sound like a lot, but my God, can 2,000 people make a lot of noise when they want to?
No, one of my favourite moments.
What?
Chelsea game. I think the first game with fans. Might be
no,
wrong.
No, West Ham was the first game
West
with fans.
West Ham. Didn't watch a lot of that game because I'm reining it in football-wise, as you guys know.
I watched it.
I watched the Chelsea Leeds games. I thought it'd be good, and it was. Really good game. Chelsea, the march continues. Really, really good performance from them. More on that later on. I might say that a few times tonight. So Chelsea 3-1 against Leeds. One of my favourite moments, I can't remember, was it Giroud, was it somebody caught Rafinha with like a fingernail? And Rafinha, who I like by the way, more on him later on, goes down like, oh, you know, hand over head face. And the Chelsea crowd give it him. Boo, you know, get out, what are you doing? Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Because it's real. It's not fake crowd noise, it's real.
It's not just that though, is it? I mean, it made a big difference to the games, and I think we saw that in the games that had fans, is it made a real big difference. But for me, one of the reasons why I loved it so much, and all right, it was going back to North London now, but at the end of the Spurs match, when the interviewer, I don't know who it was interviewing Harry Kane, and the fans were singing, he's one of our own, and he was, bless him, you could see him trying to really concentrate on the interview, but he couldn't help but smile because these fans were singing, and they missed that so much, and it must be so nice to see that back. And I think,
how much noise did 2,000 people at Spurs make, by the way? Well, the acoustics in the stadium, really good.
It worked really well. I mean, we turned off the crowd noises, didn't we, so we could just watch it, listen to it live, and it was so lovely. And I hope that over the next couple of months we get an increase, because we showed at Spurs and at Liverpool with the Kop today that those 2,000 fans can go in one stand quite easily and safely, and so hopefully we'll see that spread and have a few more fans back for the games to come.
Yeah, okay. A super chat from Tips. Thank you, Harry, for the super chat. He was lucky enough to be at Stamford Bridge. Honestly, one of the best experiences of my life. Cannot describe. Back home. P.S. Much love to you both. Cheers, Tips. Much love to you too, mate. Honestly, loved it. I loved it when Liverpool songs, the player songs were coming out, the Ginny One album song was coming out, the Virgil song was coming out, even because he was there, obviously, you know, sitting on the bench, obviously, but you don't get that with the fake noise, and it was great. It was really, really great. So Harry, if you went, mate, fantastic. Does that stop Harry going to subsequent games? Isn't there this ballot thing where it's only one only game?
I don't know. I imagine so. That's how Spurs are working. You go in a ballot, you win the tickets. But if you win the tickets, that's it. You can't win any more while we're in the ballot system. And I imagine at the other clubs it's the same, but I don't know that for definite.
Don't know. So there we go. Twitter and Instagram at FPL Family if you're not following us over there. Right, Sam, let's get on with the games. Where did I say we were going to go first?
We were going to North London.
To the Spurs game, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Spurs 2, Arsenal 0.
You
wanted
to talk about Aubameyang, didn't you?
I don't, to be honest. Because what is there to discuss?
What's happened to Aubameyang?
What is there to discuss, guys? Get in the comments below, get in the live chat. What has happened to Aubameyang? There's something not right at Arsenal. I don't want to dwell on it too much because I don't think... Well, actually, I had a look at their fixtures before we come on. Burnley and Southampton next.
They're going to be hard.
Well, actually, yes. Burnley will be difficult to break down. And the way that Arsenal aren't scoring goals right now, I'm not considering any of their assets. And then Southampton, Everton, Chelsea.
For me,
forget it.
Alex Scott said it exactly right on her post-match analysis of that game afterwards. And when she said that Arsenal, the only two players that were actually really there today and really hot, really played well were Saka and Tierney. And the things that they were doing weren't the way that Arsenal played. Like, Tierney was putting in loads of balls. I mean, what was it? 70% possession Arsenal had today.
They crazy.
So many. 33 crosses or something they put in.
Yeah.
And she then went on to say that Aubameyang has scored, of his 74 goals, 3 with his head.
Mm.
So that's not going to work. And every time you play a ball in like that, Dyer, Kane, if he's back there, they're going to deal with it. And Burnley will deal with it in the same way. And Southampton will deal with it in the same way. That will not work. They need a different strategy. They need to be playing the ball into Aubameyang's feet.
But props to Spurs, though. Because Spurs packed that midfield. Oh, Pierre Højbjerg, who is one of the greatest signings Spurs have ever made, I'm convinced of it. He's absolutely perfect for what you need. If Arsenal were to change in the way that you've suggested and go, all right, well, we'll play more direct through the middle, he's there.
I'm not sure.
They're not going to get through. So they forced Arsenal wide, knowing that, all right, you cross it if you want.
Yeah.
Toby Alderweireld, who actually came back a lot quicker from injury than I thought. Just meat and drink all day. I'll head that away, no problem. So from an Arsenal perspective, I don't want to discuss them anymore. I agree with you. Thought Saka did okay. But it's relative, isn't it, compared to the rest of the team.
Yeah.
So despite those next two home fixtures, not looking at Arsenal, but Spurs, if you held on to your Canes, if you held on to your Sons, even if you've got Reguilón at the back there, who again had a good game, I can't wipe the smile off your face, can I? Again, Spurs, very, very good. Before I let you launch, I was really impressed. Really, really impressed. The structure, the discipline, everything about the performance was great. And the fact that Mourinho can not only switch from...
I've gone a bit emotional.
Why? Because I'm being nice about Spurs. Bale didn't even play.
I don't know. He was there, wanted bless him, sat there, and I wanted him to come on so the fans could see
Sam,
his name.
I'm telling you now, he doesn't get a kick in this team.
Oh, shut up.
He doesn't get a kick.
Oh, shut up.
How good is Bergwijn playing? How well is Lamela?
I tell you what, Bergwijn,
Industrious, hardworking, great.
That's not how he plays. How he played today, that's not what he wants to be doing. But he was out there, smile on his face, enjoying his football today, playing but in a position he didn't want to be in because he's playing for the team.
2-0 up against Arsenal, Bale doesn't come on. What does that tell you?
Yeah, but we didn't need him to come on today, did we? And he played 90 minutes in the week.
He will have great fun playing in the Carling Cup and the Europa League from now on. But listen, Spurs, fantastic. If you sold your Spurs assets, let me know in the comments, let me know in the live chat, what your plan is to get them back. If indeed you plan to get them back, it's Crystal Palace away next. Then, of course, it's the Liverpool Spurs game. It's the FPL Family Derby, which I have to say, I think is going to be an absolutely cracking game. Then it's Leicester at home, Wolves away, and then a Fulham at home game. The Spurs fixtures don't look too bad whatsoever. I think if you've got Spurs assets, you cannot get rid of them.
Not if you're still holding them.
Mm.
So I think 3 games ago, when people were saying I'm gonna lose them.
Yeah, with City and Chelsea
City
and Arsenal
Chelsea,
coming
Arsenal
up.
And I,
yeah.
and I,
you could understand it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and I was at a point where I was like, I'm not. Because their form's too good. But I can get it if you are. I can. Particularly with the swing that happened at the same time with City. But now you look at the fixtures. And arguably City have had the best two of the fixtures in the two that they've just had.
I'll just interrupt you for a second. So super chat from Liam Healy. Thank you, Liam, for the super chat. It is linked to what we're discussing, actually. Mm. Evening, Liam. Sam, hey, Liam.
Hey, Liam.
If you could only have 3 of Son, KDB, Bruno and Salah, which ones would you have? And I think that's the question on everybody's lips, isn't it? Go back to the beginning of the stream. Was it Scott or maybe Mark was saying, you can't have them all. And that's it. How do you answer that question? It's very difficult, right?
For game week 12, I'm going without KDB again.
I think I probably will as well, you know. Because this was the game week that I was fearful of. This was the game week.
Too.
So I had, you got KDB against Fulham and you got Bruno away at West Ham.
Yep.
I fear Bruno every week, frankly. It doesn't matter who he's playing, I just fear him. And my minus 8, I go back to this time last week, my minus 8 was, all right, Salah down to Jota, and then invest that money in upgrading Ziyech and Son to Bruno and to Kevin De Bruyne, because those were the two that I feared this game week. And I don't know, in the end, I was just like, I can lose Ziyech, I'm quite happy to lose Ziyech, and in the end I did for Jota.
Mm.
I think I'm happy to have Jota, especially given Ziyech's hamstring's gone, right?
Yeah.
But I couldn't sell Son and Salah. They just got 2 home games in which I fancied them to do well. So I thought, right, I've just got to get behind that sofa when De Bruyne and Bruno play. And of course,
not watch it, which
just
is what you did.
Which I didn't, I just didn't watch it. I was like, I can't deal with this. And then when Bruno got benched, I was like, wow, I've dodged a bullet there. But he's come on, he's got the points again. Could have had more again, Bruno, in 45.
Should have had more.
Scares the life out of me not having him, honestly. I've got to get him for game week 13 when they play, I think, Sheffield United. But going into now the Manchester Derby, which is what this video is all about. This is what the thumbnail was all about. The Manchester Derby picks. Are we, as we're bought into Spurs and Liverpool, both you and I. You're bought into Bruno and I'm not. I don't plan to get either Bruno or Kevin De Bruyne now ahead of that Manchester derby. Given that Spurs have got Palace, given that Liverpool have got Fulham, I'm going to absolutely hold and then probably get Bruno in game week 13. So I must be mad. I'm sitting here saying for the next 2 weeks, I'm not going to have Kevin De Bruyne. Mental, aren't I? Well, how do you feel? What do you think?
No, I'm doing the same.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And it's not because I don't look. Let's not. And I know that I'm going to get a load of abuse for this, because people will go, you've got our own Bruno, you've got our own KDB, and you've got our own. And then, but everyone's got a different opinion on this. And I think for me, right now, as a Son and Kane owner, and as a Salah owner, and as a Bruno owner, I don't want to lose any of them ahead of the games that they have.
No.
Like Spurs 3 weeks ago, if you sold them, I get it. Would you sell them now ahead of Palace? I don't think you can.
No.
I don't think you can. Not when they're all right, they didn't return in that Chelsea game, but they did return against City and they did return against Arsenal, and I think they will return against Palace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Spurs, to get 7 points out of 9 in that 3 period, that tells you a lot about how far Spurs have come this year under Mourinho. And I don't think ahead of Palace it's the right time to sell them, particularly when Bruno has got to play a Manchester derby. Now, I get all of the kind of the derbies, anything can happen.
So here's a different question then. You're saying don't sell your Spurs assets now.
But would you buy them?
Would you buy them? You got KDB. So, no, if you had KDB, would you be selling him now for some?
See, but that's...
Or would you be selling him to get Kane? Because if I had both of those guys now, if I had Bruno and KDB on my side, I would not sell Bruno.
You can't sell
I cannot
Bruno.
Wait to get him in. Never mind, sell him.
You can't sell Bruno. Can you sell KDB? I don't think you can sell him either.
Half an it. Very tough.
And this is what I mean about making peace with it. Like, I have kind of made peace with the fact that I can't own KDB. Because the only way to own KDB is to lose one of those other premiums. And none of them I want to lose right now.
Another super chat from Stealth Panda. Thank you, Kent. In a sticky situation, only one way to get Salah is Kane out. But if I do that, it means no Spurs. It's so tough. Because now, there was such a... I wouldn't say it's a mass exodus, but there were a lot of Salah sellers in the last 2 or 3 weeks, especially with this Jota can cover it and he's missed a game through COVID, etc, etc.
Hauled
off early against Brighton. And now Liverpool coming up against Fulham. It's a really interesting fixture because Liverpool have got a Champions League game a few days before that against Midtjylland.
It's not important.
Liverpool through, we've topped the group. Klopp, I absolutely expect him to rest.
Just play the kids?
Well, we're playing the kids every week anyway. That's all we've got. But I expect a full rotation.
Today.
Trent back is great. And I think actually Trent will play against Michigan because he'll want the minutes in his legs.
Okay.
So I think Trent will play in a Champions League. But I think the rest of those places are up for grabs, to be honest with you. Then it's the Fulham game. But then game week 13, which is the FPL Family Derby, is a midweek game week.
Wednesday night.
So after that Fulham game, after the Spurs Palace game, it's actually only a 3 or 4 day. I think it's 3 days for both of us. Might be wrong, guys. You can tell me if I'm wrong. 3 days for both of us, gap, before that Spurs game, which is looking like a... Not being fun. I'm not going to call it a title decider, but it's looking pretty big, isn't it? This is the biggest FPL Family Derby we've had in years.
Wait.
What?
Are you admitting that we might be in the title race with
me? 100% you're
what?
In the title race.
Oh,
100%.
Hello.
100%.
What's happened to you?
I don't subscribe to this Little Pony stuff.
I think you are coming down with something tonight. I'm definitely not. You're in a good mood.
You've
had a good fantasy week.
Yes.
Spurs are in the league.
Is that what it is? I've had a good FPL week, so
I must be ill.
A super chat from Tendai Horse, and thank you, Tendai. Hi, guys. 52 points. Not bad, Tendai.
Nice.
Very good. McCarthy, Lamptey, and Walker-Peters to go. Same as you.
Same as me. One of them's going to get the flu.
Grealish, KDB, James Rodriguez, Fernandes, Watkins, Vardy, DCL. A lot in there. -4 for Salah, Trent and Son and Bamford. Tendo, there's a lot going on in there, mate. There are players that I would look to lose. James Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have a look at losing him.
Yeah.
Grealish, I just can't bring myself to lose Grealish. I know you'd lose him, but I couldn't bring myself to lose him. But then he's looking, Tendai, to bring in Salah and Trent.
Well, you're not telling
Son
me.
And Bamford.
If you could get in Salah instead of Grealish, you'd do that.
But there's such a money differential. It's very difficult to just, you know, between the... You can't compare the two, can you? Really? Listen, a lot going on there, Tendai. A lot going on there, mate. Reach out to us on Twitter and on Instagram. Let us ask us the question again when maybe we've got a bit more time to have a look at it. Bamford Ian, I do like the look of. We'll talk about him next. Before we leave this game, Sam... How good was Son's goal? How good was it? Absolutely unreal.
It was a proper worldie. And it was just... That game was everything. It was literally everything. It was Mourinho's face. He just turned around, stood there. Like, yes, what was that? I don't know. I just... Everything about Spurs right now, they're on a quest of a wave. And long may it continue.
It's all good. Rohan with another super chat. Thank you, Rohan. Super chat's coming in thick and fast tonight, guys. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I'm trying a bunch of combinations to get Salah, KDB, Bruno, Kane.
Just
means giving up defensive assets like Diaz.
Yeah.
So getting it has a price. Yeah, listen, there will be a way to get 3 or 4 big hitters, but it's going to decimate the rest of your team, isn't it? It's going to mean no Robbo, no Trent, no Grealish, no Watkins, no DCL, no Bamford potentially. It's going to mean having Bissouma and Brewster and Kilman and players like that. And in the world we're in with the COVID situation, we've already seen Villa Newcastle get called off. And we don't know yet
if the next Newcastle game will even be
on. No guarantees that that's going to be on. You know, so you've got people, you know, Wilson, Grealish and Martinez really struggling this week. So listen, I'm not a big advocate in a game in FPL right now when you want to pile on to all of the big, big assets. I still think squad depth is really, really important.
Yeah,
really important.
Particularly because, you know, we're talking about the premiums doing really well this week. And of course, we'll talk about that more when we get to the next games. But equally, there's been some non-premium assets doing well and returning big points this week. So,
such as?
Suchek?
Patrick Bamford. We'll come to Suchek in a minute. Chelsea 3, Leeds 1. Let's discuss this game then. So Bamford puts Leeds ahead. I think
could have had more as well, Bamford.
I think probably was just about with the run of play, although Chelsea did play pretty well. Olivier Giroud, after scoring 4 in Europe for Chelsea, comes in, gets the start ahead of Tammy, looks perfectly at home. I really like Giroud's attitude, by the way. The attitude, I think he came out with a comment after those 4 goals in Europe and just basically said, look, when you come up against adversity, you can either shy away, and if your back's to the wall, you can shy away from it, or you can stand up to it and be better.
Mm.
And he stood up to it. I think that's fantastic mentality for kids watching all the rest of it. It's brilliant from Giroud. So love it, love it, love it from Olivier Giroud. And he's coming at the weekend, got the goal. The performance was fantastic. Couple of comments about Chelsea assets going forward then. So Ziyech, on the back of a couple of weeks of, you know, 2-pointers, did look very, very good. And I sat here last week and thought, I think I said, you know, is he going to be that really nice player that we like, but just as a bit of an FPL ceiling that, you know, you could get a Grealish or somebody else in for that sort of money, if not less?
Yeah.
So I did take him out for Jota, and I think if you held on to him, unlucky, really unlucky, because he could have done well in that Leeds game, but now with the hamstring injury, got to wait to see the extent of it, but it doesn't look a good one.
No.
Pulisic comes on for him. So interestingly, when Pulisic did the same injury a few weeks back, quite a lot of Pulisic owners went to Ziyech.
Yeah.
Do you think Ziyech owners should go back to Pulisic now, or are there other options, better options?
I find Chelsea really hard in terms of attack, because I'm never really sure who's the best option. Lee's messing around with the window.
Well, the central heating in the house has kicked on, because it is freezing here in the UK at the minute, isn't it? 1 or 2 degrees.
Turn the heating off.
And I'm like sitting here sweating next to the radiator. It's fine, I've just opened the window, so now I'll get flu or something. So Chelsea, though...
It's really hard, isn't it, with Chelsea?
Yes.
Because, obviously, Pulisic is back, Havertz is back, there's Mount, there's Werner, there's the Giroud-Abraham thing. There's so many options that Frank has there. I find it really hard to pick, and therefore I'm just staying off away from them because I don't know who's the right option.
All right, another super chat, guys. AY, with a super chat, Manchester City fan. He says, hi, FPL fan. How are we doing? Very nice to see you. Got 96 points.
Ooh.
Oh, unbelievable. 96 points. With McCarthy to go still, by the way.
Nice.
No Bruno or KDB yet. I have the Spurs boy, Salah and Vardy. I want Vardy out, but for whom? Interesting comment that, because despite Vardy hauling today, a lot of his owners still want him out because of the underlying performance and statistics. We will talk about
him Vardy got next?
A bit later on. We'll talk about Leicester as we go through the stream. Let's finish on Chelsea Leeds before we answer that question. Another super chat from John Tyner. Thank you, John. How did my fellow Irishman Kelleher do in goal for Liverpool? Very, very well.
Very well.
Did all the basics
much
very well.
Than
nice save from Podence in the first half. Gave confidence to the back four. Nothing wrong with him whatsoever. Might need a bit of a trim. Kieran with another super chat. Kezer FPL. How are we doing, Kieran? Nice to see you. At what point can we give up on our overall rank goal? Oh, Kezer, it may
never
be a difficult week for you, mate. But stick with it, mate. Stick with it. Because, listen, there are lots and lots of options. And it is, as I keep mentioning, really, really hard this year, isn't it? Really hard, no doubt about it. Leeds then, let's go back to Chelsea Leeds. Any final words on Chelsea before we move to Bamford? Because I want to talk about Leeds' fixtures going forward.
Have a Chelsea defender. Like, this week it wasn't Chilwell, it was Zouma and James, but next week it'll be Chilwell and one of the... Like, I just think Chelsea defenders look like really, really good options.
Good question from the Fantasy Football Club, though, in the live chat. Do we keep the Chelsea defensive double up? Would you stay doubled on Chelsea?
Why not? What are the fixtures like?
The fixtures for Chelsea are thus. It's Everton away, Wolves away, which looks tricky. Then it's West Ham at home, Arsenal away, Aston Villa at home. So a mixed bag for Chelsea defensively. But there aren't too many better teams defending right now than Chelsea.
They're on. I think Chelsea look good defensively, and they've got attacking potential in all of them. So
yeah, not Chilwell's day, but Reece James. I mean, gets the assist. What more do you want from Reece James? 5.1, 5.2.
Well, Chilwell was quite unlucky late on. He put a ball in. Was it for Pulisic who missed it? Right at the death?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
And that could easily then have been a return for all of them in terms of attacking return. So
would you have James over Chilwell now, straight choice? Million or so different, isn't it?
It's tougher. It's tougher
it
now.
It is difficult.
Because when I bought Chilwell, James, wasn't certain was nailed. Whereas now, I think we're certain that he's nailed.
And Samyak Jane, thank you for the comment. He's saying he took a punt on Werner captain this week. So unlucky. Was unlucky.
Mm.
However, with Werner, and I saw this tweeted during the game, how many weeks can we keep on saying Werner was unlucky? He missed chances that you'd expect him to put away. I know Melier played really well in goal for Leeds, saved it a couple of times, but got to start scoring, hasn't he, Werner? Otherwise, he's an easy out for somebody like a Bamford or a DCL if you don't have him.
And I think this is the thing with
getting
Chelsea.
Harder to keep him.
Is that the defenders are scoring so well every week that I don't think it's necessary to have one of the attackers. And that's not because I don't think they're good assets or because I don't think they're good players, because I absolutely do think that they're good players. I think they're a really talented team, Chelsea. But I think you can spend the attacker and midfielder pounds better than on the Chelsea options, because I think you're wise to invest with Chelsea at the back.
Okay, all right. And then from a Leeds perspective then, the fixtures, if you go to the Fantasy Football Scout website, have a look at this. Let's go over to the website. Have a look at the fixture ticket. If you're a member, a Fantasy Football Scout member, and there's links in the description below. If you're not and you want to sign up, then you can use the links in the description. And then you can sort by difficulty on the FDR, the fixture difficulty rating. Now, I know a lot of people have been saying, well, it's a funny old season. Home away advantage doesn't count quite so much. So the FDR tickers on both FF Scout and on the official website, the FPL website, well, maybe we take it with a pinch of salt. Well, listen, the great thing about the Fantasy Football Scout one is that you can determine your own difficulty of game.
Yeah,
if you think Scout have got it wrong, change it.
You can manipulate it.
And you can completely manipulate it and change it to your way of thinking. But right now, if you take Scout's view, Leeds are right up there. West Ham, Newcastle at home next. Man United away. Burnley at home. West Brom away. And I think even if we were to extend that ticker out, the fixtures look pretty good going into the new year, into the late January. So
yeah.
Well, first of all, how do you feel about selling Dallas a couple of weeks ago? Because, again, it was a playing in midfield, looked reasonably attacking. But also, Bamford with the goal this week, he's looking like a transfer in, isn't he?
Yeah. How do I feel about selling Dallas? I still feel fine about that. That hasn't bothered me yet. At the end of the day, it's easy enough to buy Dallas back. He's not had any price rises. He's the same price as he was at the beginning of the year. So getting him back again is no issue.
Mm.
At the moment, I still feel quite happy to still have kept Lamptey and KWP, particularly if they play out a 0-0 draw tomorrow.
You'll be gunning for a 0-0 in that, won't you? Boring Monday night, 0-0.
Load of McCarthy saves, though. That'd be nice.
That'd be good, yeah. I'd take that as well, to be
honest. Or just Lamptey, just don't play. Have a rest.
Don't gag him for that Souček off the bench.
Souček off the bench. Lamptey, have a rest. McCarthy, clean sheet. Lovely. That won't happen.
Bamford in, or are there other options that you're looking at? Rafinha, Phillips with an amazing
Rafinha,
assist.
I think, looked really good. Again, that's the second week I've watched Rafinha and thought...
That's to throw himself about a bit, but, you know,
yeah,
we'll let him
off.
Yeah,
but don't they all?
Yeah,
don't they all? I mean, we saw blooming Connor Cody throwing himself about a minute ago. I really like Bamford. I think Bamford is looking like a really nice option. He's looking like a Calvert-Lewin replacement, if you ask me.
Starting to look that way, although having said that, Calvert-Lewin obviously pops up with the goal against Burnley. So Robbie Brady gets Burnley off the mark in a goal that frankly I didn't expect, because Burnley just struggled with goals full stop. But Calvert-Lewin then gets the goal from the Richarlison assist, right? So I must admit, I was thinking the same as you. I'm looking at just the fixtures, and I put a tweet out about this the other day. I was looking purely at fixtures, then I did a bit of a Fantasy Football Scout members area comparison of DCL and Bamford. And I was like, I'm kind of erring towards Bamford here. It looks like a game week 12 transfer that I want to make. And then they both score. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin says, just remember, don't forget me. I'm highly owned. You know, I get goals every week. Only two games now this season where he hasn't scored. You can't sell him, can you, DCL?
You can.
Can you? Do you think you can?
Because I don't think... I apologise now if there's any Everton fans listening. But I don't think Everton are nearly the same beast that they are when they have Digne and Coleman. And I said this last week, and I think this game showed it again.
Yeah.
That they just...
Yeah, they weren't good. They weren't fluid, were they?
No. So no. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is a quality player. There is no doubt about that in my mind. And if I sell him, I'm not selling him because I don't think he's going to get points. And I'm not selling him because I think he's suddenly become a bad asset. That's not true.
Yeah.
I'm selling him because I think that Everton are less productive at the moment, which means the opportunities he's getting are less. Therefore, the chances of him getting one goal per game are increased. The chances of him getting two or three goals per game, multiple returns, are less.
Mm.
Whereas I look at Bamford, and I look at the creativity that's coming out of that lead side at the moment, with Rafinha, with Phillips back, they're a lot more creative right now. And so the opportunities that he gets, in my view, will be more than the opportunities that Dominic Calvert-Lewin gets. So the chances of them both scoring are still high, but the chances of Bamford outscoring Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I think, are higher.
Do you know what was interesting for me watching that Everton game? Because I did watch a bit of this game, actually. I felt with Everton up to now this season, they've got two plans of attack, haven't they? You can get through the middle and the creativity of James, and you've and as a defending unit, the opposition have got to consider going wide, because James can pick those balls out wide to Coleman or to Dina, and you don't really want those guys delivering balls into Calvert-Lewin for obvious reasons. You've also got to keep an eye on Richarlison getting in behind and cutting in. So there was lots of like three different ways that Everton can hurt you. Whereas now I feel like if you get a player and stick him in and around James Rodriguez and put a couple in on him early doors and it's cold and wet, he's not interested. And you're okay for the balls to go wide to Everton's fullbacks because the quality of the balls in is not as good as it would be if the other two guys were there.
Yeah.
So I feel like Everton are a bit lacking in creativity right now, because if you can stop that supply line through James through the middle, then that's how you beat Everton, I think. Of course, you've got to keep an eye on Richarlison. He's the wild card, because he's the one that cuts in and goes in behind a little bit. And without him over the previous 4 weeks, they look absolutely terrible, because that was another way that they could hurt you that's gone. I just feel like the routes, the avenues for Everton to hurt opposition are going down and down.
Yeah.
And it's not happening for them. And the fixtures don't look good either. So Everton, Chelsea at home next. Now, Chelsea aren't going to give up goals easily, as we've just discussed. Leicester away, Arsenal at home, Sheffield United. So those two games, sorry Arsenal fans, don't look too bad for Everton. And then it's Manchester City at home after that. So they are towards the red side. They're towards the difficult side of the fixtures, Everton.
Mm.
And when you consider what we've just discussed with Bamford and Leeds being top of the fixture ticker,
yeah,
it feels like a transfer I want to make, I'll be honest. Even though I'd lose the value on Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, it doesn't... I mean, look... It doesn't mean that Dominic Calvert-Lewin isn't going to get returns. He will. But the opportunity for Bamford to outscore him, I think, is great in these four or five weeks.
Yeah.
And all that's right. My view.
All right, OK. Any words on Burnley other than, thank goodness Nick Pope's back? Didn't he play much, much better than old Peacock Farrell?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Happy place, Turf Moor.
Happy place, Turf Moor. There we go. West Ham 1, Manchester United 3. Let's discuss this game. Sorry to use a cliche, Sam, but it was a game of two halves, wasn't it?
What?
Manchester United, absolute guff first half.
Terrible.
And to be honest, West Ham probably should have had more than Suchek's goal. Second half, Bruno comes on, Rashford comes on, completely different game, completely different beast. Mm. Took them 10 or 15 minutes to realise that Bruno was playing, but I don't know. What is it about this guy? Leadership, creativity, goal threat, influence...
Everything.
He's got everything, Bruno. He is absolute. They've got to make sure that they wrap him in cotton wool and keep him injury free. Because without him, as we saw in the first half, they are really bad, Manchester United.
It was woeful. In fact, it was embarrassing. Manchester United in that first half were embarrassing. West Ham, if they had any confidence or more confidence, they'd have been 3-0 up in that first half. They just didn't have... If Antonio was playing, if he was fit and was playing instead of Haller, who was just... I mean, what is Haller? They would have been 2 or 3 up. And then it would have been difficult for Bruno to do what he did by dragging Man United back into that game. But he grabbed that game by the scruff of its neck and threw Man United over the line with it.
Yeah, let's pause Bruno there for a second. A super chat from Ben Reed. Thank you, Ben. That's a name that we've not heard, I don't think, before on the live chat here. So, Ben, welcome. If you're new... Make sure you hit that subscribe button, mate. Wildcard idea. McCarthy, Robbo, Chilwell, Kyle Walker-Peters target, Son, Salah, KDB, Bruno, but Welbeck and Wilson up top. So he's going big in the middle, but then sacrificing that investment up top. So no Canes, no big hitters up top, and going for somebody like Welbeck and Wilson.
Go Bamford over Wilson.
Doesn't feel quite right to me, having those two. I think I would go Bamford. I would probably still go someone like Che Adams over the likes of Welbeck.
Be careful with Wilson as well, because we don't know yet, but we've no confirmation that they're definitely going to play in game week 12. And game week 13 comes very back quickly off the back of game week 12.
Doesn't it just? Yes,
and if they've not played for 2 weeks and not been training because the training ground is closed... I wouldn't bank on Newcastle coming back out firing in game week 13 either.
Tough one. Even though it is West Brom, Leeds and Fulham next for them. So the next three do look good for Newcastle.
If they happen.
I agree with you. They do look like a bit of a gamble. I'm going to use the word essential.
For who?
For Bruno. Not for Callum Wilson. For Bruno. Do you consider Bruno to be essential in FPL right now?
Yes.
I think I do as well. Which is a worry. I don't have him.
I do, because... He got benched, and I was like, that's annoying. But I didn't ever think
you're not going to come on because...
Yeah.
Because I looked at that Man United team and
The more the first half got on, you were like, he's coming on.
He's coming on. And the thing is, I was talking to Josh, he'll be moderating, I'm sure. And I said to... something I said to him, I said, Bruno's not playing. And I said, I got Suchek on my bench. He went, yeah, that's not happening. He'll come on. Because he just had to. And then...
he's so good.
I don't know, he's so, so good. And the thing is, he can get points from absolutely nowhere. Like, absolutely nothing, and suddenly he gets... the bonus points he gets in this game. Did he end up with three or did he end up with two? I can't remember.
He ended up with two. Pogba got the three, actually.
Yeah, I think he dropped it right at the end.
Here's a question from the Fantasy Football Club. Thank you for the question. Is Bruno more essential than Salah Lee? He's asking me. I have to say, I think he is right now. I think he is. I'm absolutely going to be working my team to try and get both. But Bruno looks... he's just incredible. And Salah's incredible as well, right? He's shown that tonight, right? But one of the key differences I will point out at this stage is that with Salah, he can get a goal and assist, and maybe it's negligible who gets the bonus points. With Bruno,
he will always get
bonus points, Bruno, yeah, because the rest of his team are so guff.
Well, we said that when we were watching the Liverpool game, and Salah did something and he was a mistimed pass, and I went, that's why he won't get back.
Yeah, like, whereas Bruno does, everything Bruno touches turns to FPL points.
It does.
It's incredible.
And I think for me, at the price point that Bruno is as well, he is in that price point where, I mean, of course he's a premium, but he's on the lesser side of the, you know, the KDB, Sterling, Salah, Mane debate. He's on that, in that middle point of it. And I think at that price, given that he is not just the talisman at Man United, he is Man United. That is it.
Anybody else from United that you would consider?
Absolutely not.
No, I think it's Bruno or bust, isn't it?
I don't want anyone else.
West Ham, on the other hand, you've got Creswell, you've got Suchek. Any concerns about those guys?
No.
Given that the fixtures going forward are Leeds away next, Crystal Palace at home, Chelsea away, Brighton at home. So the fixture's okay for West Ham. I think they're a hold, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so. Particularly Suchek. I mean, at the price point, he's got a couple of goals now.
It's crazy.
He's the
crazy
highest,
value.
Highest scoring under 5 million player.
Crazy good value, which we thought in game week one, to be honest, didn't we? And he was in so many FPL manager teams, and you're like, at 5 million, I know he's taken a price drop, but you can't not have him for that. He looks so good. And his underlying stats, even, it's not as if these goals will come out of the blue.
Nope.
These are goals that if you looked at the stats, you'd say, okay, he's in those positions, he's due a goal.
Yeah.
Before we move on from West Ham, Manchester United, a quick word on Allaire and when he kicked the turf and fell over when he should have put it in the back of the net. So rubbish.
They just literally have got to get Antonio back fit. That's all.
Allaire is absolute rubbish. He's absolute rubbish. Sam, before we talk about the next game, which I'm going to talk about is Manchester City versus Fulham. I'm going to discuss that in just a sec. A shout out to all of our new patrons that have joined us in the last week or so. The start of the month is a great time to join FPL Family Patreon.
Yeah.
patreon.com/FPL Family, because we get going again with our December Manager of the Month. Every month, doesn't matter if you're having a bad season, at the beginning of every month, we reset to zero and everyone goes again. Even if you've not joined us and you've missed this game week starting, you can still join.
You can.
So at the end of the next game week, so at the end of game week 12, that's when I'll be pausing entries to the December Manager of the Month competition. So there is still time. If you want to come and join us and you want bonus podcasts, Ohana podcasts, if you want Slack community access that we're building up over there. If you want one-to-one sessions with us via Zoom, then we offer that as well at the higher Zoom tier as well. But for our Manager of the Month tier, that's the one where most people start off with our Patreon. And it's great. Free monthly competitions. You can get prizes from our sponsors, kickingtheballs.com. When we come back on screen, you'll see some of them behind us. There's also other bits and pieces of prizes from our friends at...
Princeworks.
Yes, so there's some extra prizes. Even if you don't win, there's Princework prizes for those that come first and second and third. So all of the details are at patreon.com/FPL Family. Links are in the description below. If you'd like to come and support us, if you'd like to come and say thanks for the live streams, thanks for all the work that you put in, we'd love for you to come and support us over there at any of those three tiers. Right, Sam, let's get back to the games and talk about Manchester City 0. Fulham, Manchester City 2, Fulham 0. Yeah, no, 2-0 to Man City. Sterling owners, fair play for holding on to him, I would say. Because going into this game, played in the Champions League, had a bit of a rocket probably last week, not playing in the Premier League. I wonder, when I saw his name on the team sheet, and I think I tweeted it at the time, I was like, if I was a Sterling owner now, I'd be buzzing. He's had his rocket, He's come in, he's played in the Champions League, he's now starting in this game against Fulham. He had a point to prove, and he proved it, he did really well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think if I owned Sterling ahead of this game, I'd held him, just because it's Fulham. If this game had been next week's game, I'd have sold him.
Yeah.
Just because of the way the fixtures were. But yeah, fair play if you held him. The thing is, Sterling is... He's undeniably a great player. We really shouldn't be talking about selling Sterling, but I think it goes back to all of this conversation that we've been having before, isn't it? Is that you can only have so many premiums in your team, and picking the right ones is difficult. And for the last 2 weeks, Man City have had very, very lovely fixtures, and holding Sterling and KDB looked like a really good idea at that point.
And although it's the Manchester derby in game week 12, they play West Brom at home in 13, Southampton's High Line in 14, Newcastle at home in 15, a sort of semi out of sorts looking Everton away in 16. So get that Manchester derby out of the way. And by the way, that could be a very, very good game for Manchester City, the way United are playing. Just stick somebody on Bruno and you're done. But so Manchester City's fixtures continue to be good, despite the fact that De Bruyne could have had, I think, 20 to 30 points in this game. It was unreal. I don't think I would make the sideways move from Sterling to De Bruyne, you know. I don't think I would. No, I think I probably would stick with Sterling.
Would you?
A word for Mahrez owners, though, because Mahrez owners, I think, got really unlucky at the weekend. He was fantastic, Mahrez, and deserved the FPL points. Now, I know Pep came out with these comments about, you know, if you're scoring goals and whatever, you're in the team. I know he didn't get any goals. Got to stay in that team now, isn't he, Mahrez? Or do you think Torres or maybe Foden comes in? I don't know.
Don't ask me, it's Pep.
But he played so well, Mahrez.
I mean, he was brilliant. But this is why I can't buy into Man City unless it's KDB, because this sort of thing happens where you then second guess yourself. So, like, I was fairly sure that he was going to play Torres this weekend because Torres has been on such good form. I thought he deserved a start. He gets benched, Sterling plays, which... You can't question that, really. I mean, it's Sterling at the end of the day. Mahrez has played the last couple now. Does that mean he's due...
Playing well. He's playing well, Mahrez.
I mean, my honest view is that Mahrez should keep his spot because he is playing well, he's doing a really good job, and the Man City team looking better. And going into this game against Manchester United, they've had two really good results.
Yeah.
Keep as you are.
How are you feeling about the Manchester City defence, though? You've got Diaz, well, I've got Cancelo, both of which, you know, played, I think, majority, if not all, of the Champions League game in the week prior. So I kind of go into this game thinking, here we go, a Cancelo benching coming up again.
Yeah.
And actually, it's Kyle Walker,
left out
who I think we went on the FPL show and said, yep, he's the most secure in that Pep back line. And he's not in the squad. And Mendy gets the start left back. Cancelo goes right. Diaz gets the start.
With Stones.
I don't get it. I just don't. It's so difficult, isn't it? I think you probably just pick one and go with it, don't
you? Yeah, I mean, I've got Diaz and I'm at the point with it where I'm kind of like, do you know what? I've made my bed. At some point, he's going to get benched. It's going to irritate me. But
you've got a bench to cover
it. I've got enough defenders to cover it. And that's the point.
Okay. A couple more games we've got to talk about. I don't want to talk too much about West Brom 1, Crystal Palace 5.
Stupid game.
It was a weird game. Pereira, silly boy. I mean, in the world of VAR, you ain't going to get away with that, mate, so don't do it. And then Crystal Palace just went on and blitzed them in the end.
Never again. Don't fall for the trolling. Do not fall for the trolling. Do not go and buy Zaha.
Well, no, and the Crystal Palace fixtures, I'm trying to get them on my phone here and failing, but the Crystal Palace fixtures do look very difficult. It's Spurs next, of course, and it's West Ham away, Liverpool, Villa, Leicester. Despite winning 5-1, I don't think you should go there, Crystal Palace. I don't think you should go there. Shout out to Van Aanholt for the assist. He's always going to pop up with one of those every now and again. But listen, tough fixtures, and West Brom not looking to go near those at any time soon. Let's talk then, let's finish up. Oh no, we do want to actually, let's do that game last. Let's do Sheffield United 1, Leicester 2. Again, for me, Leicester looking a little bit out of sorts as they did against Fulham. But Sheffield United, what are you doing? You're in the last minute, and not only does who is it in the middle that made the mistake? I don't know, but he gives possession away to Maddison. Maddison puts Vardy through. Now, if you're John Egan, I think you take the red there, don't you?
You can't live.
I think you take the red there, John Egan. straight red, because Vardy's throw on goal, one game ban, you get a point.
They can't afford for him to get a one game ban. Have you seen him?
They can't afford to drop a point.
Well, that's true.
They would have doubled their points for this season. They are in big, big trouble. I think Egan should have taken one for the team there and wiped Vardy out, but he didn't.
Do you know what?
Vardy goes on this and smashes game, the corner flag.
It really... I nearly swore then.
You did nearly swear. That would have been a first.
I was so angry.
Why?
This game, I was so angry.
Were you channeling your inner Lee from FPL Family, getting angry about football?
No, I was less angry at Vardy. Like, Vardy... I'm going to say something really...
He was rubbish.
I'm about to say something really controversial.
Ooh.
I think Vardy is the most overrated player in the Premier League.
Oh, come on.
More so than Richarlison at the moment. He has been useless. But he looks like he's been decent. Because this sort of thing keeps happening.
What about Zaha?
He's a troll. He's not even a human.
Overrated Vardy?
Yes, but Lee,
he's
this
our third highest scorer at Golden Boot last year.
How many penalties have they been? So how many games should he have actually returned points in proper goals?
Wow, listen.
This game... All right, he took it well. But this mistake from Sheffield United, who were just knackered and get... I don't know what happened. Mad moment. 89 minutes, I think. 88 minutes of nonsense from Vardy. Nothing. Didn't even see him. Didn't hear his name. He was... Party was cancelled. He did nothing. Last week, 86th minute, absolutely nothing all game. Gets a stupid assist in the last couple of minutes. Before that, two... Was it against Southampton? Two penalties.
MZ Ludo in the chat. He's like, bring out the taboo.
Honestly, I...
Zen Zealot saying, Vardy overrated. LMFAO. Mauritius Bowl. Richarlison isn't overrated,
I'm
Sam. He's just not rated at all,
See? Not rateable. He's been useless this season.
FPL
Geordie,
Sam's gone off on one. JK, Sam loves a Vardy party.
I did last year. He was my most captain player last year.
Hassan says, you dare disrespect the Vardy party, Sam.
No, last year, Vardy was my most captained player of the season. This season, I don't ever want to own him because he's a disgrace.
He's not overrated. He's not overrated.
Terrible season. His stats look all right because of these stupid things that Sheffield United have done today. Because of a stupid thing that Fulham did last week. It is...
Well.
I'm telling you, if you bought... Right, you're not sitting there going to seriously tell me that if you took a -4 to take Kane out a couple of weeks ago to bring in Vardy, that you're happy with one goal and one assist in these two game weeks.
What, from Vardy?
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely delighted given how he's played. Leicester completely outplayed against Fulham.
Overrated nonsense.
Rubbish against Sheffield United, yet he's come away with two pretty decent FPL scores.
Yeah, but you'd rather have Kane, wouldn't you?
Well, I think there will be a movement from Vardy. I think there will be a movement from Vardy back to Kane.
There should be.
I do think that. Leicester fixtures coming up, guys.
Party's over.
Brighton at home, by the way. Then Everton at home. Before it's Spurs and Manchester United. So three of the next four at home for Leicester.
Yeah, but
so,
you know that Vardy, Kane loves a party at Leicester.
Well, yeah. Rohide, thank you, Rohide, for the super chat. Vardy is a better version of Aubameyang. No,
well, that's true.
I like that. B is in the chat. Hey, B, how are we doing? Vardy is overrated, Sam. She agrees. Charlie King, I agree, Sam. Vardy is overrated.
You
started a bit of a Vardy anti-movement here. This is unreal.
Nobody wants to admit it. You see, this is the thing. Nobody wants to admit that Vardy's overrated because everyone likes to go on a Vardy party. And believe me, I like to go on a Vardy party as well when the time is right. But this season, it's very 2020, but Vardy this year is overrated.
Love it. Scott Schrager's in. He's saying, Sam is handling Lee's rants from last week. All of this... Lee negativity in the last 4 weeks. It's just gone all the way to Sam and Vardy tonight. Absolutely unreal.
Got to have a rant about somebody.
Absolutely unreal. Despite all of that nonsense, and despite those fixtures coming up for Leicester, I'm not seeing enough from Leicester to make me want to invest.
You
just
don't
briefly.
Want to buy him, do you?
I do not want to buy Vardy. No, I'm very happy to keep Kane next week. Liverpool 4, Wolves 0 then. We've just watched this game coming into the live stream. Really nice performance by Liverpool. Very, very happy with that result. I thought the Wolves front three, by the way, Neto, Podence and Traore, were fast, tricky, difficult to deal with. Nico Williams with a booking in the second minute. I was like, oh, here we go. Nico Red coming straight up. But to be fair to the young man, got his head screwed on, played really, really well.
Nice to see Trent as well.
Good to see Trent back. He's good, yeah. Fabinho at centre-half is unreal, by the way. Unreal. He dived in a couple of times, but he's a brilliant centre-half.
What the hell was Matip doing as well, scoring a goal?
He's great. He's great with his head. He pops up every now and again with a goal. Couple of season.
I mean, can we cover Trent with Matip?
We cannot cover Trent with Matip. No, I don't think so.
Why not?
We need to keep an eye on Trent. Right, we need to keep an eye on Trent. He had a bit of a niggle over the summer and he had a bad start to the season because he didn't have much of a pre-season. Well, now he's had a couple of weeks out. I think he needs a couple of weeks to just get going. So, I think don't buy him yet.
Not before Spurs.
But absolutely keep him on your radar. I think maybe buy him after Spurs. Yeah, potentially Leicester, Wolves and Fulham. That's the Spurs fixtures. Liverpool after Spurs is Crystal Palace, West Brom and Newcastle. That's the run I think you want for Trent. But nevertheless, a lot of FPL assets, or non-FPL assets, I should say, Wijnaldum. No one's really got Wijnaldum. No one's really got Matip. Henderson with two assists was easily man of the match for me. I know Amazon gave it to Robbo, but that was mainly because Ali McCoys was commentating and he's Scottish.
He was so excited about Robbo, wasn't he?
Henderson was man of the match easily. A good use of VAR, I will happily say. I am...
Fall off me chair.
One of the loudest voices in the FPL Twitter community about how crap VAR is, trust me, and how emotional I get about how crap it is every week. But they got that one right. Yeah. The ref gave the penalty. You could see from the players' reactions, it was like, you know, you've got to have a look at that. He had a look. Mane pulls out, doesn't give the penalty. VAR used perfectly. What can you say? They got it right. Really, really good. Mane gets the assist, but Salah with the goal and assist. Let's see who got the bonus points in the match. Yeah, it does look as if Salah got the three bonus points. Henderson with two, Matip with two as well. So,
I'll take that.
A lot of Salah sellers in the last couple of weeks, but he just proves his worth again. And now, ahead of Fulham, you're going to want him back, aren't you? Not you, I know you've got him, but if you sold him, you're going to want him back, right? Or can you cover Salah with Jota?
No! Stop asking me this stupid... If anyone else asks me, can you cover Salah with Jota?
Yeah.
I might scream. Yeah. Because you can't. But you can have both. You can have both.
I think you can have both,
but you can't cover Salah with Jota.
Okay. Wolves for their part, then Aston Villa and Chelsea at home next. Like I said, that front three did look full of trickery, full of pace, full of industry.
Yeah.
Just couldn't quite get the ball in the back of the net. Did have some chances. Not that many clear-cut chances, but I don't feel like I'm... I don't feel compelled to go invest in Wolves at the minute.
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it? Because I love Podent. I don't know what it is about him.
He's nice and cheap, isn't he? And he's playing that nine now.
Yeah, I love him as a player. I think he's really tricky. I think he's got real talent about him.
Yeah.
I think the thing I didn't like about him before was the risk of rotation, where with Jimenez there, of course, but because the others behind, there were so many of them. Whereas with Jimenez, bless him, not there at the minute, I think Podence could be a really nice option. And I'm intrigued by this next game. So they've got Villa next, who of course have missed a game. Now, what kind of Villa do you get? Because they've had a week off, which is a weird time of the year to have a week off, isn't it? Because it's an unexpected week, because they'd have trained in preparation for that match on the Friday night, which only got called off, what, a couple of days before?
Yes.
So they'd have been in training for that match, then had to scale the training down again, and then keep it at sort of pre-seasonish level, ready to scale back up again.
It's a bit of momentum lost, potentially.
I'm intrigued to see how Aston Villa come back from that against a Wolves team that, I think, even with the result today being what it was, will take some confidence from how they played.
Yeah.
Because I think they had opportunities, they could have scored, and against a team that weren't as good as Liverpool, they would have got returns.
Yeah, I think they can just about cope with the loss of Jimenez. But he is
it's a big loss.
He's a big, big loss.
But they have got tricky players, and I think if they play them in the right way, they'll be all right.
Notice without Jimenez, they lack a lot of aerial threat in the box. So Connor Cody's now started going up. So maybe keep an eye on him.
Yeah, but...
because he was in and around the box causing problems today, and actually had a reasonable chance in the second half. Or was it the first? Maybe the first half. Could have done better with it, actually. So keep an eye on him. But yes, Liverpool assets, if you've got them, keep them. If you haven't got them, consider buying them. Fulham up next. Then it's that massive game against Spurs. But then Palace, West Brom, Newcastle. So listen, the fixtures are really, really good for Liverpool going forward. And then, of course, we have the final game, Brighton versus Southampton tomorrow. So all to play for in that one. You're hoping for a 0-0 score bore.
Or
a McCarthy penalty save.
Somebody gets ill.
Or somebody just maybe gets a little sniffle.
Yeah, I might just phone up Potter and just ask if he can rest Lamptey.
Before we talk about our teams, another super chat from Rohive. Thank you for the super chat. Wolves now look favourites against Arsenal. I think anybody would look favourites against Arsenal at the minute, Rohive. They are really not looking very good. Not looking very good whatsoever. Let's go to our teams, Sam, for the weekend. Let's start with you, because we always start with the lowest points.
I wonder if I'll still have the lowest points at the end of this week.
Okay. I doubt it. 72 points for you, which is a sensational score. Look at those attackers. Salah, Son, Fernandez, Kane and Calvert-Lewin, and Suchek on the bench. all doing absolute the bits for you. And of course, that that back line not looking too great, although there's still three to play there. So talk us through your team for this weekend. It looks really good, right?
I must admit, this was another week. I mean, last week I had them all playing each other and I thought, oh God, this is a nightmare. Let's just get through it as best we can and hope for the best.
Yeah.
This week, when the Villa game got called off, as I said on the live stream last week, I was kind of all about the rolling this week. And then the Villa game went and I thought, oh God, what do I do? Do I take Watkins out? Do I bring Bamford in for him?
Yeah.
Or do I keep with my plan and roll? And in the end, I was so confused as to what to do. I just rolled. Because I was like...
Sometimes doing nothing is a viable strategy.
I just was like, I don't... Yeah. And then I was like, well, I kept saying to you, didn't I? I don't know about this playing five defenders business. Like, it feels all kinds of wrong. And it was all kinds of wrong because I should have played Suchet. But equally, I still think holding my transfer last week was the right thing to do. I mean, the front five that I've got playing, I couldn't have asked.
Sensational.
I literally couldn't have asked for better than that. Okay, Chilwell and Creswell, disappointed with them. But DS with the six. Hopefully I get some returns for my Southampton Brighton boys tomorrow or an illness.
Right.
But actually, I mean, I'm really pleased. That's another... I ended last game week on 229k, I think. So that's another decent chunk of...
Another green arrow. That's green like three arrow. Or four in a row, right? That, this is good.
That's now 5 weeks. And I, 5 weeks ago, I was at 1.1 million. So whoever it was that was saying, when do you forget about overall rank? That you're talking about, like, 1.4 million, I think. So you're talking about, like, now, I've gone up by something like 1.2 and a half.
Really good few weeks.
In
yes.
5 weeks. So there isn't, and you shouldn't forget about your overall rank. It is so, at the moment, just a consistent run of decent results, and it's easy to climb. So don't panic on it. It's doable.
All right, okay. Thoughts ahead of game week 12 coming up? Anything in that team that you think, I've got to change that, or any thoughts on transfers for next week? Early thoughts at this stage, admittedly.
Early thoughts are that Dominic Calvert-Lewin will become Bamford.
Ooh, okay.
And that will free up some money, because at some stage I'm going to have to get KDB for one of them, and that means losing one of my other premiums. So having a little bit of money in the bank to enable that to happen at some stage feels like the right thing to do. Of course, the other option is that I don't go with KDB, and then having some money in the bank to get back to one of the Liverpool defenders also feels like it could be a sensible thing to do.
Okay, right. You still feel like having Son is still a good pick? Would he be the one to make way for Kevin De Bruyne if you were going to do that?
How can I?
Well, I think with Son, I think this week it was interesting, wasn't it? Because, of course, it's a worldy goal.
And an assist,
I get that. But outside of the 13 points that he scored... Spurs went into their shell a little bit second half. Now, that is an absolutely viable strategy when you're 2-0 out. Yeah, I get that.
I'm not going to take him out for Liverpool, because that's the sort of game where he could get returns. It'll be on the break.
So that game week 12 is, I must admit, that's the one I'm looking at. Liverpool, Spurs, Son out for Kevin De Bruyne when he plays West Brom at home. That looks all right to me. But listen, you're right. You cannot... That is a transfer that you haven't got to make this week. Because Son and Kane against Palace is one that you want to keep them for, that absolutely sure. So 72, 684 points in total, 177k rank up from 1.4 or something 4 or 5 weeks ago. So the rise is on, Sam. This is starting to be more like the territory we are expecting you to be in. No pressure. 177k. And, of course, three to play. Lamptey, Walker-Peters and McCarthy still to play.
Normally, this last game week is what does me, though. The last game normally ruins my life. And then I end up having a bit of a rank drop. So let's hope that tomorrow, these three, or Suchet...
Could be.
...can perform.
All right, 72 points. Very, very good game week indeed. 81. My best week of the season by an absolute country mile.
That's off.
Thank you very much. Still got McCarthy to play, so pretty happy about that. And...
Oh, so you want a Southampton 0-0 then?
Well, not a 0-0, no, because I want Che Adams to get it. I feel like sitting and waiting for Che Adams to score. I feel like I've spent most of my FPL season this season waiting for Che Adams to do something.
Between
for me.
You and I, we have every week, haven't we?
I think we have. Yeah, I think we have.
Pretty much.
I feel like most Mondays I sit there and wait for Che Adams to do something. I don't know. Anyway, so I've got McCarthy and Che Adams still to go. Outside of that, it's really good. Robertson with the six, I'm very happy with. I was really flip-flopping between all week between Salah and Kane for the captaincy. All week. And I went on the FPL show. I was like, right, it's between those two for me. Woke up Saturday morning.
This was random.
And I don't know why. I just tweeted and I was just like, right, well, I think Son's a really good option. I just had a bit of a brain fart and it just went, you should do Son. I was like, okay, why not? And it was a bit of a, I hate to say it, guys, but it was a bit of a make fantasy fun again move for me. Because as you will all have been aware, I've been a little bit down about football in the last few weeks. And I just felt like, oh, screw it. Let's just do...
It was so funny.
Let's just do Son.
Because he's literally spoke... We've spoken all week about captaincy and I've been going back and
forwards... I've never said Son all week. Never said
I've been back and forwards between Bruno and Kane. Lee have been back and forwards between Salah and Kane. And then he walked into the... We were literally about to leave the house. We took the kids to meet Father Christmas. We're about to leave the house. And he goes, I think I might captain Son. And I went, sorry, what now? And he was like, I think I'm going to captain Son. And I went... He said, shut up, talk me out of it. And I went, no, if you want to.
I had absolutely no reason to do it other than I just wanted something different that no one else had. And then when I tweeted it, Dave Monday, I think, put something on Twitter. He said, actually, Arsenal have conceded a lot of chances down that right-hand side. Could be on for a double digit. I was like, right, lock it in. Thanks, David. In the end, I'd be better off having Salah because Salah got 14.
Yeah, but listen, but
I'm not moaning.
Point,
I'm not moaning at all, yeah, because Son got the 26, the 13, and Salah with the 14. So and Kane with the 12. So listen, they've all done well for me. Calvert-Lewin, a bit of a hygiene factor, but great. I've got the Suchet points. I was delighted when that went in. That's a nice differential for me. And Cancelo, of course, got the 6 as well, alongside Robertson. So, listen, I've got McCarthy and Che Adams to go. 81 points. I'm delighted with that. I'm absolutely delighted with that. Overall rank has gone up from 1.1 million to 535k.
What? Hello!
So, that's a real nice... Yeah, and actually, that 1.1 was actually 1.3 this time yesterday. Because you had De Bruyne, you had Fernandes, you had all these players that played that I don't have. And I was sitting there going... I really need my players to come in today. And they did come in. It's great.
Do you know what? Isn't it a bit gutting that this week you don't have to go on the FPL show or the pod?
Oh, I did the pod on the show last week and I got absolutely caned.
And this week, you've absolutely smashed. You've got nothing.
I've got nothing this week. I'm not on the Dickie Bird this week. This is the last you'll hear of me.
You can do Ohana this week.
I will do Ohana for the Patriots, absolutely.
I tell you what.
It'll just be me saying, wasn't last week so great?
I'll mention your great rank this week in my Pro Pundit article this week.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
I say, Lee's chasing me. I better up my game.
So listen, my transfer was Ziyech to Jota. Now, they both got one, so much for muchness. But
yeah,
of course
but
now Ziyech is injured, so I would have had to transfer him out anyway. And Jota, I'm pretty happy to have Robbo, Jota and Salah going into Fulham. Whether I want that triple up going for Spurs is a completely different question.
Oh, I can't wait for that game.
But it might be one of those...
Top of those games.
I just ride, because after that we mentioned obviously Palace, West Brom, Newcastle. So Liverpool, 4 out of the next 5 look great, look really, really great. And it was those fixtures that I was looking at Jota, looking at Salah, looking at Robbo and going, well, I can't sell any of those, can I? Now listen, if I want to get Kevin De Bruyne in, if I want to get Bruno in, as I said at the beginning of the show, it won't be Salah that makes way. It'll be Son that makes way for Bruno if I do that. I need a bit more money to do that. It'll probably be Calvert-Lewin. I don't want to do Che Adams down to like Brewster, because Brewster's just like a non-option, isn't he, at the minute. But if I did Calvert-Lewin to Bamford, that would enable me then to do Son to Bruno for get that game week 13 game where Manchester United play Sheffield United away. You have to have Bruno for Sheffield United away, don't you? You just have to.
But all right, so just answer me this then. So Son becomes Bruno, but where's KDB then?
Well, he's not there for the next couple of weeks. And there's West Brom at home, isn't it? So, who knows? Who knows? I'll worry about that in game week 13. But right now, my biggest concern is not having Bruno, because it's absolutely killing me.
Yeah.
And for the Manchester derby, can he do the business? Of course he can. Of course he can. But it's Manchester City. They are defending well. It's the Manchester derby. I could get behind my sofa again and not have Bruno for next week. However, Sheffield United... Leeds, Leicester, Wolves, absolutely got to have him. Absolutely got to have him. So, listen, 81 points, really good game week. Halved my rank, up to 535k. I'm happy with that. Total points, 655. And we go again. But definitely, my transfer strategy will be, how do I get Bruno in this team? Because it is a glaring omission right now. It's a glaring omission. There we go, Sam. It's a good game week for us both, actually. Good game week. Very, very happy game week. And as you mentioned before, I'm not on any of these platforms to talk about it this week, but you can find us, of course, on all of these platforms. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already on YouTube, but you can also follow us on Spotify and Audio Boom and SoundCloud and Deezer. So if you prefer to listen to the podcast version of us, you can, of course, do that. We're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at FPL Family, or search Facebook for FPL Family. Any shows and pods this week? I don't think there is, actually.
No, I have a pundit article out. I think it'll be out on Wednesday
on
night.
Fantasy Football Scout.
On Fantasy Football Scout.
Very
and
good.
Andy from Let's Talk FPL and I will be doing our usual member stream for FFS members.
Like those, the member streams, great.
Yeah, 12 o'clock on Thursday. If you are an FFS member, you will. There'll be an article about it. It'll also be a hot topic, so you can get the link to join us in the stream. If you aren't an FF Scout member, sign up. There's a link in our description below.
There is a link in the description below.
Sign up, and then come over and give Andy and I a listen. We'd go through and we answer questions about teams and what you think. What people want advice with, I guess. For
very
the
good, very good. All right, guys. Well done in game week 11. It was a roller coaster Saturday and Sunday. I haven't come across too many FPL players that have had a good Saturday and a good Sunday. You've either had one
or the other,
I think. But if you have, get in the comments below. I want to hear from you. Thanks for joining us tonight on FPL Family. We just squeezed over 15,000 subscribers, guys. 15,000 subscribers happened literally a few days ago. So if you are
amazing.
Subscribed. Thank you very much. We love you for it. This is a channel that we put together because we thought it would be a laugh to talk together about FPL, which we did all the time anyway in our front room. We thought, let's just put a video on YouTube and see what happens.
I thought,
I'm going to upload a video to YouTube with some crap graphics on it and see what happens. And here we are a few years later doing stuff with the Premier League with 15,000 subscribers. So guys, we love you for it if you've done it. And if you haven't, we'd love you to hit that button. Hit the little notify bell as well so you know when we're going live. Leave us a like before you go. Well done in Game Week 11. And we'll see you this time next week when we'll do it all over again. We'll look at Game Week 12. Mm-hmm. And in that stream, we'll be looking ahead to the FPL Family Derby.
Dun, dun, dun.
See you later, guys. Cheers.
Bye, guys.